In this bulletin, the federal government defends changes to the age pension rules. A class action launched over a controversial automated welfare debt recovery scheme. And in the AFL, Toby Green to face the tribunal tonight to contest a one-match ban. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The federal government has been forced to defend changes to the pension, with new laws forcing elderly pensioners living overseas to prove that they're alive or lose their payments. If no certificate is produced every 2 years, payments will be suspended and then stopped after 26 weeks, in a crackdown that's expected to save $219 million. Asked by the opposition in Question Time if pension supplements would be cut under the legislation, Prime Minister Scott Morrison told Parliament that changes were designed to ensure taxpayers' money was being spent appropriately.
And where there are benefits and supplements to payments that are being paid to people who are having extended absences from Australia, so they're overseas for long periods of time, and they receive supplements to meet expenditures that people are facing at home, Mr. Speaker, not overseas, then the government will always seek to ensure that these supplements go to those for the purposes they are intended. Mr. Speaker, under our government, the welfare bill is not a blank cheque.
It's expected to affect 25,000 pensioners living overseas when it comes into force next month. A class action has been launched over Centrelink's controversial robo-debt recovery scheme. The program looks for income discrepancies among welfare recipients and sends out automatically generated letters demanding repayment. It's claimed hundreds of thousands of current and former recipients have been incorrectly ordered to pay the money back. Peter Gordon, partner in the law firm Gordon Legal, says there are many horror stories of how the scheme has caused distress, misery, and even reputational loss.
They're entitled to compensation for that as well. And that's no small thing in the context of some of these cases. Not saying all of them, but in some of these cases, the government's had resource to debt collectors, debt collecting agencies. Credit rating of people has been affected. They've had reputational damage because of assertions made against their credit. They've been unable to get credit for different things. They've in some cases been prevented from leaving the country.
A new report predicts farming revenue will fall to its lowest level in 4 years because of the drought and ongoing international trade uncertainties. The Australian Bureau of Agriculture and Resource Economics forecasts a 12% drop in farm incomes with the lowest winter crop yield in a decade. Export earnings are expected to dip to $44 billion. Chief Executive of the National Farmers Federation, Tony Maher, has told SBS the report highlights the difficulties of life on the land.
Right across the country, experiencing a whole range of events, so whether that's floods or fires or the ongoing drought, and that's having a real impact on farmers, farm businesses in rural and regional communities. So yes, right now it's definitely tough and has been for a number of years in parts of the country.
One standout positive in the report is the growth in nut farming, with the value of Australian almond exports to China doubling last year. Russia has praised Iran's role in trying to resolve the crisis in Syria at a bilateral meeting between leaders in Turkey. On Monday, the leaders of Iran, Russia and Turkey met to discuss a solution to the Syrian civil war after 9 years. Last year, US President Donald Trump announced his intention to withdraw military troops from Syria. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has reiterated calls for troop withdrawals.
Syria is at a critical situation. The government in Damascus has achieved significant victories and success. However, there's still problems, and the cooperation between Russia, Iran, and Turkey can play a significant role. Today, we're happy to gather for the fifth meeting of the heads of states in Ankara.
To sport, and in AFL, Greater Western Sydney Giants player Toby Green will face the tribunal tonight to contest a one-match ban. Green risks missing Saturday's preliminary final against Collingwood after being suspended for unreasonable contact on Brisbane's Lachie Neale. Meanwhile, Essendon has announced a coaching succession plan with John Worsfold set to give up the reins to assistant Ben Rutten after next year's season. Worsfold, whose family lives in Perth, says he was initially reluctant when presented with the plan.
But I also knew deep in my heart that regardless of what happens in 2020, family is going to be the most critical decision-making point for me. Having worked with Ben for 12 months, really see his potential and see his talent, and can see him becoming a really strong and successful senior footy coach.
The Bombers finished 8th this season and bowed out in the first week of the finals. Well, now the weather for Australia for tomorrow. Perth, showers increasing and 22. Adelaide, sunny and 24. Sunny as well in Melbourne, 19. Hobart, mostly sunny, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 16. Wollongong, a shower or two, 17. Sydney, a few showers, 19. Newcastle, showers and 20. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 27. Cairns, sunny and 30. And Darwin, sunny as well and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.